Good afternoon. High pressure continues to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England. Some high thin clouds may creep into the southern Catskills and lower Hudson Valley from a disturbance well off to the south and west. But this system will not make much more progress in our direction, and any cloud cover will tend to dissipate as it runs into dry high pressure. Instead, we'll enjoy sunshine, and temperatures will warm nicely with most locations in the middle to upper 60s by the end of the day. As we get into the night tonight, another clear, chilly night with light winds, temperatures dropping off quickly after dark. And many locations will be back into the middle and upper 30s with some lower 40s as well. Some outlying areas will once again get close to freezing, and there will be areas of frost early tomorrow morning. But another beautiful rebound during the day with that same high pressure center in control will enjoy another sunny day for Wednesday, and temperatures will be even higher, and many locations now will reach back into the lower 70s. As we get into the day on Thursday, a few scattered clouds will begin to head in our direction, still dry through the day with plenty of sunshine. And with a southwesterly wind flow developing, temperatures will be warmer again, and most locations will be in the lower to middle 70s. At this point, we'll watch a disturbance head our way from the Great Lakes. It'll arrive during the day on Friday, so sunshine will give way to increasing clouds with the chance of late-day showers and maybe even a thunderstorm with temperatures in the middle to upper 60s. We will be behind this system over the weekend, although cooler air will start to flow in. Within that cool breeze out of the northwest, some unstable air will touch off a couple of passing showers both Saturday and Sunday, but not a big washout. In fact, sunshine will mix in, and this will allow temperatures to reach into the lower and middle 60s. It looks like temperatures will stay on the cooler side of average into the early part of next week, with highs around 60 and a passing shower on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the mid-Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley, and also for the central and western parts of Texas. Strong instability will be present over the Ohio Valley due to warm advection and cold air aloft, and this should result in additional storms forming across southern Illinois and into the lower Ohio Valley. These storms will shift eastward with time, with large hail, damaging winds, and a couple of tornadoes possible as wind profiles favor supercells. In Texas, upper 60s to lower 70s dew points will contribute to very strong instability. Although low to mid-level winds will be relatively weak, they'll veer with height, and upper-level flow will remain relatively strong. Thus, wind profiles will support splitting supercells capable of very large hail, and localized wind damage will also be possible. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Presidio, Texas, to a low of 10 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, the risk of a shower in the lower 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the middle 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low, 45. The record high, 92, set in 1970, and the record low, 28, in 1958. Sunrise this morning was at 5:38 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:06 p.m., 14 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and milder today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Clear and chilly tonight with areas of frost and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and milder today with highs near 70. Clear and chilly tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny, milder today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Clear and chilly tonight with areas of frost, lows in the mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, milder today with highs in the upper 60s. Clear and chilly tonight with scattered frost and lows in the middle to upper 30s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and milder today with highs in the upper 60s. Clear and chilly tonight with lows in the lower 40s, some scattered frost across the higher terrain. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, lower 70s. Mostly sunny, even warmer Thursday in the mid-70s. Sunshine gives way to clouds on Friday, scattered showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm late in the day, middle to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy Saturday, chance of a shower in the mid-60s, a mix of sun and clouds with a cool breeze on Sunday and the risk of a shower near 60, and a passing shower Monday, otherwise partly sunny with highs around 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.